newsworthy and non-newsworthy territories. Also, on a psychological level, for a discussion to have effect, avoiding criteria wandering, it must be focused on territories which attract the attention of the world. It's a cynical fact, very shameful at that. A fact downright morally unbearable in itself, that for the Western world, deaths in Somalia, as an example of a third world country, don't matter as much, if at all, compared to deaths in the West, that is in Europe and in the United States. Therefore, information concerning Europe and the United States is the information which is considered reliable. Conversely, information concerning Africa and vast expanses of Asia or Latin America is considered unreliable, even when groups thought of as identifiable in Europe and the United States are referred to in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. Need we again remind ourselves that the global agencies of mass information are privately owned? Their main goal is profit. Therefore, they're focused on information from areas which will earn these agencies maximum profit, alongside intellectual indoctrination. As a result, they turn their heads away from the peripheries of the world, which is the majority of the world, and the deaths there have lesser information market value. What a terrible term when it's connected with human lives than those in the West.